The reading this morning is a piece by Joanna Macy called Personal Guidelines for the Great Turning. And the Great Turning is Joanna Macy's and many other people's way of articulating the change in thinking and awareness that she thinks is happening among the people in Western industrial society at this moment in history as we respond to what is happening in the environment in particular, but in the world in many ways around us. So these guidelines are ways to describe how we ourselves stay connected to that change, even when, as we know, change is difficult. Her first guideline is, come from gratitude. To be alive in this beautiful, self-organizing universe, to participate in the dance of life with senses to perceive it, lungs that breathe it, organs that draw nourishment from it, is a wonder beyond words. Gratitude for the gift of life is the primary wellspring of all religions, the hallmark of the mystic, the source of all true art. Furthermore, it is a privilege to be alive in this time when we can choose to take part in the self-healing of our world.
Don't be afraid of the dark. This is a dark time filled with suffering and uncertainty. Like living cells in a larger body, it is natural that we feel the trauma of our world. Don't be afraid of the anguish you feel, or the anger or fear, for these responses arise from the depth of your caring and the truth of your interconnectedness with all beings. To suffer with is the literal meaning of compassion.
Dare to vision. Out of this darkness, a new world can arise, not to be constructed by our minds as much as to emerge from our dreams. Even though we cannot see clearly how it is going to turn out, we are still called to let the future into our imagination. We will never be able to build what we have not first cherished in our hearts.
Roll up your sleeves. Many people don't get involved in the Great Turning because there are so many different issues which seem to compete with each other. Shall I save the whales or help battered children? The truth is that all aspects of the current crisis reflect the same mistake, setting ourselves apart and using others for our gain. So to heal one aspect helps the others to heal as well. Just find out what you love to work on and take joy in it. Never try to do it alone. Link up with others. 315,000 is a good number. You'll spark with each other's ideas and sustain each other's energy.
I think that number is the number of people who attended the climate march in New York City. Estimated. And finally, act your age. Since every particle in your body goes back to the first flaring forth of space and time, you really are as old as the universe. So, when you are doing whatever you are doing any given day, including lobbying at your congressperson's office, visiting your local utility, testifying at a hearing on nuclear waste, or standing up to protect an old grove of trees, you are doing that not out of some personal whim, but in the full authority of your 15 billion years. Last Sunday, I talked about repentance, about the ancient Hebrew meaning of that word, a word which is made up of two pieces in Hebrew. One piece means to turn, and the other means to feel sorrow. And I think that is essentially the work that Joanna Macy is describing when she talks about the great turning. It is the turning of humans back to relationship and connection with the world around us. We don't even fully realize how our culture has separated us from our world and from each other. And so choosing to turn toward connections, turning and changing ourselves into beings who choose connection over all of the other things that are offered to us every moment of our lives in this world is a profound turning. Joanna Macy has been thinking about this for decades, has written multiple books about it. So she has written the guidelines that Stephanie and I read to you earlier, because it's hard to stay in this work of turning when the world does stay so troubled around us. She says that this work of reconnecting and this work of turning happens on a time scale that we humans can't quite comprehend, between being distracted all of the time by all of our busyness and by having, on the scale of the universe, short lives. We can't see how the turning is happening. Except you know that sometimes you do see. You get flickers of that turning happening. You heard Stephanie testify to one of the flickers that she saw recently, the number of people who showed up in New York City for the People's Climate March. That number is a little flicker of, oh, we're turning. And as I prepared a sermon, which I will not give you in full length today due to the passage of time, all those hours do eventually stack up into 15 billion years, I found a few things that are happening out in the world that maybe you heard in the news this week, but when I encountered them, I was so excited that I want to be sure that you know about these turnings that are happening. There are a group of people, and I must confess to not fully comprehending who these people are that I'm about to talk about. There are a group of people who manage about $24 trillion of investments, probably some of your personal assets, maybe some of our assets are connected to the money that they're managing. They came out this past week with a statement that they think that the government needs to stop subsidizing oil and coal companies, and that they need to put a price on carbon, and that our economy as it is set up, dependent on a subsidized oil economy, is not sustainable and no longer a good investment. Which is, it's not how I would say it, but it's fascinating that it's being said and being said in that way. And then you may have heard that the heirs of the Rockefeller fortune are joining the movement to divest from fossil fuels and are taking $50 billion out of investments in all kinds of fossil fuels, including the tar sands project. So they're joining Unitarian Universalists, who at their June General Assembly voted to divest all of the assets of the Unitarian Universalist Association that are invested in fossil fuels, so that we as an association decided to no longer be invested in fossil fuels. When people who have spent a huge part of their lives studying economics say it is no longer a good financial setup to be invested in fossil fuels, I think, oh, there is some change in understanding. There's some change in what we as a larger culture are valuing as most important. And there's some change in where we want to go. It's no longer just a personal whim. of a few people who are fans of polar bears and penguins. There's a turning happening, and you're in it. That we have lost a connection to the earth that we need to come back to. And I think that that term, the great turning, is so useful to us because it lets us know that it is not just action in the streets, but it is the way our minds think, the way our spirits move in the world, that are turning. That it isn't a sudden violent change, that it's a movement, that there might even be some gracefulness to it. And living with a small child as I do, I get reminded all the time of how we are meant to be connected to the earth around us. That we're just made that way. And that we, as adults, have been trained out of it in ways that we can't always see until you're in the presence of a little person who is really tremendously content to settle themselves down in the dirt and just be there. And one day this summer, we were out early in the morning, swinging on this occasion, not sitting in the dirt, as we often are. And my little not quite year and a half old boy started to say, "Cardinal, Cardinal, Cardinal." And I realized that at not quite 18 months, he could identify a bird by its song. And I thought, what have I been listening to that I can't identify more songbirds because I've had more years to listen? So he is my reminder to listen for that work that reconnects. And so I invite you to join me this year in learning what it means to be part of this work of the great turning, in learning to really understand how, as Joanna Macy says in those guidelines, all of the work is connected, that we don't have to choose between the good causes, that we simply have to commit ourselves to the turning, that it is our work as religious people to know that we are turning. Our minds, our hearts, our bodies, our money, our attention. That there is a life of being disconnected, of choosing to make profit from other beings that is not a good investment anymore. And now we are going to turn and live differently together. There is, of course, much more to be said in this moment, and there have been so many books written about it that there are hours and hours, not 15 billion years worth, to be said about it. And I hope that that will be our conversation this year. How do we talk about gun violence and environmental change, hunger in our community and environmental change, responsible investing and environmental change? How do we link all of our work? How do we get our deepest spiritual truths to line up with what we do every moment of our day?